from the pit to the platform. There's a difference between waiting and waiting patiently. David didn't say, I waited for the Lord. He said, I waited patiently. That single word changes everything. Patience is not passive, it's faith stretched over time. It's believing that God is working even when we can't see movement. Some of you have been waiting for healing, breakthrough, or restoration, and you're tempted to give up. But David reminds us, God hears the cry of the waiting heart. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. When it feels like heaven is silent, remember, God is never ignoring you. He's aligning you. David says, he turned to me and heard my cry. The Hebrew word for heard doesn't just mean he listened. It means he paid attention with intent to act. When we cry out to God, he doesn't send an angel to check in. He turns his face toward us. That's intimacy, that's compassion, that's relationship. In our pain, the enemy whispers, God has turned away from you. But David says the opposite, he turned to me. Even in the mud, even in the mess, God is facing you. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. The pit represents more than a bad day. It's a place of despair, sin, addiction, or shame. It's the place where you can't climb out on your own. You try, you slip, you promise, you fall again. But David doesn't say, I climbed out. He says he lifted me out. Deliverance isn't achieved, it's received. When we can't get up, God reaches down and notice, the same hands that formed you from the dust will lift you from the mud. The same God who spoke creation into being will speak freedom over your situation. Some of us are still in the pit because we've stopped crying out. The first step out is to call out. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Once God lifts you out, he doesn't leave you wobbling. He establishes you. The word set in Hebrew carries the idea of permanence and stability. The rock is Christ himself, steady when the world shakes when you stand on him. Your past no longer defines your position. You may have come from the mud, but you now stand on the rock. What was once your misery becomes your message. Every testimony begins with, I was in a pit, but God. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. When God brings you out, he changes not just your situation, but your sound. You can't come out of the pit singing the same old song. Your praise becomes personal. Your worship isn't borrowed, it's born. It's the sound of someone who's been rescued. And David says that when others hear your new song, many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. In other words, your song becomes someone else's salvation story. Your deliverance becomes your platform to declare his faithfulness. David began in the mud but ended in ministry. The same God who delivered him gave him a message. Tell them what I did for you. The pit was preparation for praise, the waiting birth, the song. The pain made the platform possible. If you're still in the pit today, don't despair. God is writing a Psalm 40 story in your life. He hasn't forgotten you. He's preparing to lift you, steady you, and fill your mouth with a new song that others need to hear. Every believer has a three-part testimony. One, I cried out. There was a moment when I couldn't save myself.
Two, he lifted to me. Grace reached deeper than my sin. Three, he gave me a song. And now I can't stay silent about his goodness.
When God brings you from the pit to the platform, don't forget to sing. Your story may be the very sound that draws someone else out of the mud and into the light.
Father, thank you for hearing our cries even from the deepest pits. Thank you for lifting us up when we were sinking in the mud of our own making. Set our feet firmly on the rock, Christ Jesus, and give us a new song that glorifies you. May our lives become testimonies that draw others to trust in your name. In Jesus' name, amen.